This morning, our scripture reading comes to us from the Gospel of Luke in the first chapter. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for God has looked favorably upon the people and redeemed them. God has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus, God has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered the holy covenant. The oath that God swore to our ancestor Abraham to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve without fear in holiness and righteousness before God in all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet on the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to all people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Last week we learned about the Baptist John and his role in Scripture to foreshadow Jesus' coming, along with his historical role as the well-known Essene who spoke against the corruption of religion and those in power in his day. This morning's passage comes to us from the Gospel of Luke out of the mouth of John the Baptist's father. Zechariah had become mute and was unable to talk until the miracle of the birth of his son. This is his foretelling of John's future as the herald who will prepare the way for Jesus. By the tender mercy of our God, he says, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. And so today we continue that preparation that the prophet John calls us to do. For as his father, who found his voice, reminds us, light will break forth for those who sit in darkness. Our feet will be guided into the way of peace. There is so much darkness around us, but we have been called to find our voice, that we might walk through the darkness, guided by the light towards peace. I think there's something so powerful in this image of finding our voices. It's easy to feel muted in this world, isn't it? Especially when there is so much chaos and dissonance around us, and yet God gives us voice. Perhaps this is a critical part of the miracle of Advent in that we are not left voiceless. Instead, we are given a voice even in the midst of the mess. We do have a voice, and we can use that voice to prepare the path for peace. This morning we have the opportunity to experience some incredible voices and also some horns and wind and string as we seek peace in our world. We are reminded that music can and does bring us peace. Mike Karakas shared with us last month that in the moments of life where he has felt the most lost, the most confused, the most hurt, he looked to music to find peace. So this morning, we are being given an incredible gift of peace, one that we can receive in this gift of music. So, without any further ado, I present to you Dr. James Sherry, the FCC musical community, and our esteemed guests and newfound friends as they present for us a Christmas cantata. Thank you. Hearts, we sing to share the timeless story of God's love and unfailing grace. From ancient times, the music of faith has carried this hopeful message from generation to generation. The prophets of old looked into the scripture, searching for the words of promise and encouragement. They cried out to God with a deep longing for a Savior. The music of their impassioned prayers echoes still today in every seeker's heart.
Ransom captive Israel.
prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The prophet Isaiah called the people of the covenant to remember God's promise and to repent. Like a song in the night, God's words brought forth a challenge and encouragement to the nation. We too must prepare our hearts to receive the blessing of God's grace. So let us empty our hearts of the noisy clamor of the world and listen for the sounds of Christ's coming. Let us make straight the path and prepare the way with praise. Love. An angel was sent from heaven to a young girl named Mary who was engaged to a man named Joseph. "Do not be afraid," the angel told her, "for you have found great favor with God. You will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins." Filled with great joy, she gave herself to the perfect will of God.
Jesus,
the lame will dance, the blind will see.
Oh.
When it was time for Mary to deliver her child, she and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem to register for the census. The town was crowded, and the couple could not find a place for the night. At last, they found shelter in a rustic stable. And it was in this humble setting the light of the world was born. There, in that simple hay-filled manger, Mary placed her baby, this perfect child, sent from the very heart of God. Today. Seekers still follow its flame and discover new life. The faithful still gather at candlelight to remember and declare their faith. And so now, with hearts rejoicing, we lift our carols of praise. With spirits united, we proclaim our thanksgiving and our commitment to follow the way of the Christ. With voices raised in song, we share what we believe. Jesus, the Christ, the promise was born. Jesus, the Christ, the teacher lived. Jesus, the Christ, the Savior died. Jesus the Christ, the Lord rose again. Jesus the Christ, the divine, lives in humility and glory now. So rejoice. Rejoice, glory to God in the highest. Alleluia. Let the song of Christmas resound. Peace bearer in singing, "Let There Be Peace on Earth."
We have all witnessed.